Recently on a podcast called The Preaching Lab, I was asked which theologian or pastor I most identify with. My answer was, the ones who are arrogant and self-absorbed. That may seem like a strange answer to you, but they are exactly who I identify with because arrogance and self-absorption runs deep in my veins. No one tends to think as highly of me as myself. It's not the good trait of confidence or self-esteem. It is arrogance, and that's not a good thing. It is a poisonous, dangerous trait. And that's not going to get me anything or anywhere other than conflict. So I have to learn humility. But thankfully, James shows us how. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. James chapter 4. Listen to what it says in verse 6. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you. We've been talking about a driven faith through this series in James. God gives us trials to grow our faith. He gives us, as a means of grace, prayer to grow our faith. Our stations in life is to be used to grow our faith in God, whether we're rich or whether we're poor. He gives us promises to anchor our faith. And not only does He give us all of these things that are to keep us and to grow us in our faith, He also points out our weaknesses, like our tongues and following after worldly wisdom. And He tells us to discipline ourselves, to strengthen our weaknesses, so that we might grow more and more mature in our faith in Christ. And now He's going to entreat us to seek humility so that our faith may grow ever more in Christ. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but just about every area of your life is to be used by God in order to deepen your faith in God. Trials, money, your church life, your words, which backs up the overall theme of this book thus far, which is that faith moves and deepens and fixes what is wrong in the believer. Living the faithful Christian life is constant maintenance and tune-up. And so I want to invite you to come back tomorrow as we dive in deeper to James chapter 4. But today, please pray for B.J. Sanders and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. Also, remember the Bacol Northern Sorsogon Life Word broadcast in the Philippines.